Greetings, beloved masters. We are the Council of Light, and we love you dearly. We would continue our discussion of your belief systems and its effect on your physical health. Today we would discuss exercise. You spend untold hours and money on exercise equipment, health spas, gyms, special diets, special food, and special drugs. You spend millions of dollars on your health supplements, vitamins, and minerals, and we would tell you that there is nothing wrong with these things, and it is not that we would criticize or say that there is a problem with any of these things. That is not our point at all. Rather, we ask you, what do you believe? What beliefs and what belief systems do you follow that suggest, if I don't work out, if I don't run, if I don't eat this special food, then I am going to die an early death, or I will not be healthy into my old age? What do you believe about yourselves? In this belief, there is this inherent idea that you must go outside, that the body does not know, that the cells do not know how to heal, how to be healthy, how to be well. You believe it is the special foods or the exercise, the running, the jogging, the walking, all of these things, nothing wrong with them. But examine the underlying belief. Do you believe that your body does not know? We ask you to examine. We ask you to breathe with this information. We ask you to take a deep breath, take a series of deep breaths, and go within and ask yourselves, what beliefs do I have? Why do I exercise? Why do I spend so much money on it? Why, or if I don't exercise, then I'm not healthy. And we feel guilty. If I don't exercise, if I don't do these things, then there's something wrong with me there. I'm guilty of neglecting myself. Feel the belief behind that. Even people who don't exercise, who don't take the supplements, who don't go to the gyms, who don't run, maybe they're couch potatoes, as you say, and they sit in front of the TV flipping channels, but they feel guilty that they have not done the right thing. Examine your beliefs. Breathe into your cells the breath of love, the breath of life, and feel what the answers are. We ask you, once again, we invite you to try this out. Try this technology of going within and breathing and feeling your cells and feeling the healthy cell. We have spoken of this before. Breathe in a healthy cell. Breathe yourself into a cell and feel it. Let it talk to you. Let your cells free to be all that they are. They are healthy and vibrant and they rejuvenate. But it is the belief systems that get in the way of this rejuvenation. We're not making recommendations here. We're inviting you to breathe and talk to yourselves. We're not making recommendations about what not to do or what to do. That is your choice. But examine, we do invite you to examine the beliefs behind all that you do. We know of stories. You know of stories. In which people would seem to be in the prime of health. And they die of a heart attack. This is, so we could examine this belief behind this exercise and this picture of health. Outwardly, the body was beautiful and trim and the glow of life in the cheeks and then they undergo triple bypass surgery. What is it about that? Why was the heart so weak? What belief systems were at play? Belief systems aren't bad. We're not saying they're evil. We want you to understand how they affect your physical life. If you're going to eat certain foods, eat it because you want to and you love them and you enjoy it. If you don't eat certain foods because you don't like them, then honor that. Don't force it upon yourselves because it's healthy. Why would you do that? If you want to drink a beer or a wine now and then, fine, but do it without guilt and do it without a belief that somehow it's not good for you. If you're going to smoke a cigarette, then smoke it and enjoy it without worrying about its effects, because it is the worry and the belief behind it that will surely kill you. We ask you to breathe this in and feel it. We invite you to examine what we say, not because we're telling you it's the truth. We want you to examine it and feel it out in yourself for yourself. We do not judge here. We're inviting you to examine belief systems. And I know we are repeating ourselves. But examine your belief systems, all of them. Dear ones, as ascended masters, you are free to be whatever you choose. If you choose illness, so it is. If you choose health, so it is. If you choose to allow yourselves to heal and to rejuvenate, so it is. Dear ones, we invite you to breathe. We invite you to love yourself so much, to love your cells so much, that you set them free. Set them free to be, to live, to love in joy. We are the Council of Light, and we love you dearly.